The Power FM Brekkie Show.
We love being able to be proud of our local businesses in Ballarat. So when one does something on a national stage and they do really well, you just want to shout it from the rooftops, right?
Exactly right. And over the last week, the Great Aussie Pie Comp was held, which saw pie makers from around the country submit their entries and have them judged by a panel of pie experts. And winners were announced on Friday, and we were excited to see one of our very own local pie shops / catering companies here in Ballarat had a pie that was named Best in Australia in its category. And we've got Mark joining us on the phone from J&M Catering to talk about it this morning. Good morning, Mark, and congratulations.
Thank you very much, guys. It's a great honour.
Now, you have taken out first place in the vegan / vegetarian category. Can you tell us about the pie that won it for you?
Yeah, I can. It's an exciting pie. It's a pot. It's a veggie with a mango curry pot. Veggie and mango curry pie. It's one I came up with because I've always enjoyed mangoes, working with mangoes and curry. And so I thought, well, why not put it together? And so I did, and I gave it to my special taster, Kate Petrie at Peaches, and she's a vegetarian, and she raved about it and said, yep, that's a winner.
Well, it is an unlikely, like, it's not a combination I would have immediately, you know, been drawn to for a pie. Veg and mango curry is an interesting choice, but I'm curious to try it, especially now that it's taken out first place in the best vegan / vegetarian category. You've also picked up a slew of other medals throughout the competition for various other pies, and I understand you now sort of have an obligation to have all these pies available for people to buy.
That is correct. We're very fortunate. We put a total of 15 pies in the competition. We got 6 gold, 8 silver, and I'm very proud of my daughter, Esther. She put her first pie in for us with a apple pie, and she got a bronze.
Oh, that's remarkable.
Wonderful.
So it's in the family's DNA.
Yeah. Well, we're a family business. My sons are my two chefs, and my daughter is one of my chefs, and they do a great job.
You have a shop front in Wenderee, Shop 29, which I didn't know anything about until I was asking on air. This is going back a few weeks. I just asked people where you can get the best pie in Ballarat, and a lot of people recommended Shop 29.
That's
on our
true
Facebook post. I went out there and tried your chicken and leek. It was delicious.
That pie you brought back looked spectacular. So handcrafted with love. Are all your pies like that, Mark?
Yes. I suppose you'd almost call us boutique.
Yep.
In the sense of that we're concentrated on all our pies are handmade, not by machine.
Yeah.
And so they do take a little bit longer to make. But the big secret of any pie is fresh ingredients and keeping the pies consistent.
Well, the chicken and leek was delicious. I look forward to trying the veg and mango curry. And you've got a huge menu of different pies to try. And we also got to give a special shout out. Emma's Homemade Cakes also picked up a slew of medals in the same awards. Isn't it great to see local businesses taking part in these national events and getting recognised?
I'm very proud. I rang up and left a congratulations call to them because, you know, competitions are competitions, and competitions are there to help us grow. Now, it's taken 5 years of watching, learning, entering to get to where the level I'm at. It just doesn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Were you a little bit nervous about entering, you know, putting your pies up against a panel of judges like this for the first time?
No, I think it's like anything. When you've been doing it for a while, and I've been to every competition. This one I didn't go because I'd love to watch what the judges do. I'd love to watch what they are. I love reading the results of what they are so you can critique your own pies before you send away. And this year, I still believe I've got more to learn, but I know that I can grow. And that's the secret. Learn from the best and put your art together.
I love that.
Make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Your pies are obviously, they need to be tried by everyone if they're winning national awards. Where can we find your pies here in Ballarat, Mark?
Well, Ballarat Seafood, you can get our prawn and scallops, which won gold. They have those, and they have always have another selection of things that we make for them, like the seafood lasagnas, which are the same filling, which are really good to try.
Wow.
The Ballarat Mushroom Farm, which have their open days on Wednesday to Saturday at Smyers Creek. They sell a lot of our pies from their refrigeration area up there.
Beauty.
And Shop 29, of course. And we're open from 9 to 2, where you can buy them from our little window at the front. And that's doing very, very well.
Love that.
Very good. All right, I think people need to get behind your pies and check them out. Congratulations again, Mark, and thanks for joining us for a chat.
Good. Can I just say one more thing?
Of course you can.
Go for it.
All pie makers in Ballarat, take the challenge. Never think that you're not good enough. Put your pies in the competition. Learn from it and create and make Ballarat a well-known pie destination.
That's it. We could become Australia's number one pie destination. Yeah. I would be up for that.
Forget the raspberry drops. Forget the gold. Come here for the pies.
Yeah, excellent work, Mark. Thanks for the chat.
Thanks, buddy.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.